Marine Le Pen, Brexit is a terrifying failure for the European Union. By Kurt Zindelka on February 3, 2020. Marine Le Pen, the president of the French populist right-wing party Rassemblement National Rally, congratulated the United Kingdom for regaining its freedom but went on to say that Brexit was a terrifying failure for the European Union. After multiple twists and turns, the UK has finally regained its freedom. But this is a terrifying failure for the EU, said Ms. Le Pen. We will no doubt see, over the coming months and years, that the UK did the right thing and will probably benefit a great deal. In fact, I have already noticed that the disaster mongering has already given way to cautious warnings from those who were sure the British people would be ruined, there would be massive unemployment. She added, according to the Brussels Times. I also think this event is not generating a great deal of comments considering a founding EU country just walked out. That's not exactly insignificant, Le Pen concluded. On Twitter, the populist leader wrote that Brexit should mark the beginning of a new European alliance that is more reflective of what the majority of European citizens want, adding that this European Union will go down in history as a resounding failure. Ms. Le Pen's comments come in contrast to President Emmanuel Macron, who called for more powers for the European Union in light of Britain's exit from the bloc. This Brexit is possible, has been possible, and comes into force in a few hours, because we have too often made Europe a scapegoat for our own difficulties and also because we have not changed our Europe enough. More than ever, we need Europe, said Macron. I would be lying to you to say this evening that the future of our country could be built on less Europe, he said as to a possible French exit, Frexit, from the EU. In 2018, President Macron admitted that the people of France would probably vote to leave the European Union if given the chance to vote on a similar referendum to the Brexit vote in 2016. Follow Kurt on Twitter at @KurtZindelka.